Unit 2. Melting trend continues in Arctic. The Arctic ice shelf has melted for the fourth straight year to its smallest area in a century, U.S. scientists said. The melting trend increasingly appears to be caused by a buildup of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. As of September 20th in 2005, the Arctic sea ice area had dropped to 2.05 million square miles, 5.33 million square kilometers. Scientists at NASA and the National Snow and Ice Data Center, NSIDC, said. The melting trend had shrunk Inuit hunting grounds and endangered polar bears, seals, and other wildlife. If melting rates continue, scientists say the summertime Arctic may be completely ice-free before the end of the century. It's increasingly difficult to argue against the notion that at least part of what we are seeing in the Arctic, in terms of sea ice, in terms of warming temperatures, is due to the greenhouse effect, Mike Cerise, a research scientist at NSIDC, said. We've put a hit on the system, and we are in the midst of a grand global experiment, Cerise said, about the impact of global warming and ice melting on humans and animals. We will have to live with the outcome. Most scientists believe greenhouse gases, including carbon dioxide that is released mainly from cars and utility smokestacks, cause global warming by trapping solar heat in the atmosphere. Many believe global warming can lead to catastrophic consequences, including raising sea levels and strengthening weather events, such as hurricanes. Inuit hunters, who are threatened by the melting of Arctic ice, submitted a petition to the Washington, D.C.-based Inter-American Commission on Human Rights in December 2005. Sheila Watt-Cloutier, the elected chair of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, said at a meeting, "What is happening to us now will happen soon in the rest of the world. Our region is the globe's climate change barometer. If you want to protect the planet, look to the Arctic and listen to what the Inuit are saying." The Bush administration has opted out of the Kyoto Treaty to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and Sheila Watt-Cloutier asserts that the United States has been violating their rights by fueling global warming. Scientists say the Arctic is warming faster than the rest of the globe because water, or bare earth, once uncovered, soaks up more heat than ice and snow. That process means melting can spur even warmer temperatures and more melting.